critical questions that weren't yet addressed. I won't repeat all of those that I raised earlier due to the short time left today, but there were major areas where we're still lacking some information. And I know we asked a lot of questions, so it's difficult to answer, but this delegation is also clearly well prepared, so I'm sure you'll find a way to share the information with us. Just to mention two brief examples in the points I raised earlier. One would be information on the efforts being made to remove individuals charged with corruption from high-ranking positions. And also, I mentioned the case regarding the tourism industry. If you could provide information on the weaknesses that have been identified and how you are addressing them. I have follow-up questions on issue 5. And this would be very useful for us to know the steps that you're taking to investigate corruption in cases of human trafficking and labor exploitation. Here, of course, accountability for inspectors, judges, law enforcement officials, and government officials is important. And here I would say, and I make this as a generic comment, it would be useful to our committee, very valuable in fact, if you could provide examples of cases beyond stating that you're making the efforts, but if you could also demonstrate the results of some of your efforts so we see how that's played out and what the impact closer to the ground is. That would be extremely valuable. And I just want to raise also on issue 5, the 8,400 cases that were investigated by the Anti-Corruption Commission between 2012 and 2021. Only 237 were sent to the Prosecutor General's Office for prosecution, so about 2.8%. So maybe you could tell us, considering the very low prosecution rate, the reasons for non-referral or dismissal of these particular cases where they didn't proceed. It seems to us that it's a very low amount, and the number that resulted in conviction is not clear. So more information on this would also help us reach our conclusions. So thank you for the information thus far, and we look forward to further information going forward.
Thank you very much indeed, Ms. Cron, for your statement. May I now turn to Ms. Tigoja. Thank you very much indeed. I have a follow-up question, which